Sometimes I think in life, you need that somebody, you know, you need that somebody that gives you a chance, that says, I believe in you, and let's just do it.
That was Amanda Klutz. This is Marnie Salop. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, Marnie on the Move. Each week, I will be inviting interesting, innovative movers and shakers to join me on the show and share their story. You will discover and hear from thought leaders, experts, influencers, and entrepreneurs from the worlds of wellness, sports, beauty, fitness, fashion, and more. Marnie on the Move will feature an eclectic mix of people I know, work with, and think are generally doing cool things. On each episode, I sync up with my guests about life, career, and training, and showcase their expertise and story. 17 years ago, this talented fitness entrepreneur and Broadway dancer moved from Ohio to New York City with a dream. She kicked off her career as a Radio City Rockette and has been performing ever since. She has parlayed these talents into the innovation of her very popular, fun fitness and dance classes, The Rope, The Dance, and The Body, which are here in New York City and are popping up around the globe. Her name is Amanda Klutz. On this episode, I sync up with Amanda about her new classes, upcoming retreats, where it began, and what's next. Today's episode is fueled by Sum Potion. I am such a huge fan of their super high-quality tonic herbs, mushrooms, and superfoods. I started using these transformational foods and supplements around 2 years ago, and they have been serious game changers for my health, my energy levels, and even my sleep. Typically, I alternate between their Yin Power Potion and Ashwagandha for all things balance, Cordyceps if I'm feeling low energy and want to boost my workout, or Chaga when my immune system is feeling taxed. I simply add it to my morning coffee or smoothie, and I'm on the move. Sum Potion offers a variety of rejuvenating, restorative, and healing organic supplements and transformational foods. Head over to their website, sumpotion.com, and see for yourself. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Marnie on the Move on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Android. And of course, you can go to our website at marnieonthemove.com. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter because we have some exciting announcements, deals, and giveaways. Thanks again for tuning in to Marnie on the Move. Thank you so much, Amanda, for coming today. We're here with Amanda Klutz.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about some of your new classes.
Well, I have a new class debuting on Friday called The Body, and it's going to debut at Studio B, and then I'll be over in LA very shortly and teaching it in LA. And then also on some retreats I'm doing all over the world the rest of 2018. So you'll see that class starting in New York, but all over the world. And The Body is a class that I designed because I noticed that a lot of people in class start tuning out, that their mind starts drifting, you start thinking of other things. And I really wanted to come up with a workout that kind of made you focus, made you think about what you were doing. So it is cardio-based and then also has toning moves that are longer sequences that force you to use your mind to focus in on what your body is doing. And a lot of it uses no exercise equipment so that you're using your whole body to do everything. So it incorporates your whole body, your whole mind into one workout.
Take me back to where you started, because I know that, you know, this is very exciting. And I've kind of seen you from the very, like not from the very beginning, but I remember when we first did our class together at Athleta.
Right.
And you were just kind of starting and you didn't have the rope or the dance and you weren't at Studio B. So where were you, like, where were you before you were this talented fitness entrepreneur? What were you doing?
Well, thank you. I was doing Broadway shows. So I was a Broadway performer for 16 years. I still perform. I just finished a show at the Met last week. I was mainly performing as my job for 16 years. And Broadway is wonderful. I mean, I love it. And I'm so grateful to have done all the shows that I've done. But it's a job that kind of ebbs and flows, especially when you're as tall as me, you're 5'10". You know, I can't be in every show. So a Broadway show for me would go in and out every couple of years. So it kind of was really important for me as I got older to find something that was kind of like a through line for me to have some constant, you know, money coming in. You know, live in New York, it's expensive, and I didn't want to have to share a bed, and you know, with
right, you didn't want to have
studio
a roommate.
Apartment, right?
At a certain age, you kind of have to like get out on your own.
Yeah, so I found teaching fitness was something kind of I was always intrigued about doing, but I never had taken the leap. And so I started teaching fitness and fell in love with teaching and fell in love with, you know, helping people and encouraging people to stay fit and be fit. And then it also was such a great way to keep in shape for Broadway shows too. So it kind of just like worked really well together as a side job. But then what happened was, is I was 32 and my Broadway show that I was in that was supposed to be this really long running Broadway show, I had planned to have kids. I had planned to be in it for 10 years and save a ton of money. And then 2 months after we opened, it closed. So I was 32. I was out of work and I was also going through a divorce. So someone that I had counted on for extra support with financials was gone, and I was out of a job, and I was working at a fitness studio, and I needed something more. I needed more money. I needed more stability in my life, and I knew that if I kept on the path that I was on, it was just going to repeat and recycle. It was never going to be anything that was going to be something that would help me, you know, be a woman in my 30s living in New York City and be able to survive.
Right.
And so I took a huge leap and I opened my own fitness company. You know, I started my own business and it started out with just private training. I was just private training clients around the city. And in the back of my head, I had always had this jump rope class that I wanted to do and wanted to create. And luckily enough, I had a meeting at Bandier and Jen Bandier was there and interviewing me, and she was so kind and so helpful and sat me down. And before I even said anything, she said, "I already love you. I know all about you. What do you want to do?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And so then I pitched her my jump rope idea and she was like, "I love it. What do you need?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, okay, so we're doing this."
So that's so amazing.
I had developed the class actually for a while with my private clients.
Right.
And so I kind of knew exactly what I wanted to do. But again, when you take something that you do with a private client and you put it into a class atmosphere, it's a little different. So I really kind of had to hone in on making the class accessible for beginners and advanced jumpers, which is really hard. And then I had created all these unique toning moves with the jump rope. So how to structure the class so that it kept your heart rate up, you're burning a ton of calories, you're jumping rope, but also incorporating these toning moves that I did. So I worked on it a little bit, you know, tried to make it the best I could, debuted it at Studio B in April 2015, I think, or 2016, yes. And that's kind of how the rope came about.
So when you went from that point of, you know, working with your private students to mm-hmm. sitting down with Jennifer and that moment where it went from like this visual sort of, you know, dream that you had to mm-hmm. a reality, mm-hmm. like what did that feel like?
I mean, it was really cool because I had pitched the jump rope class a couple times to the studio I was at, and I got turned down like multiple times for a couple of years. Got told that nobody would come, that nobody else wanted to teach the class except for me, and that it would be really hard to get people to come and have it on the schedule. They didn't know when it would be on the schedule. And so I was told no many a times. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to somehow do this on my own. I'm going to do it on my own. I believe in it. I believe in this class that I've created. I think it's kind of really cool and, you know,
it is. It is so awesome.
There's no class like it.
Yeah.
There's no class. And now you see more jump rope classes on studio schedules. But when I started the class, there was one that I knew of that was an all cardio jump rope 30-minute class. And that was it, just cardio. So, which is super intimidating to people who have never jumped rope, super intimidating to somebody who's jumped rope.
Right.
To like, just,
I mean, jumping
you know,
rope is like one of the hardest workouts. I mean, even as a triathlete, yes. I mean, give me a rope and I don't know how long I could last. I mean, I've taken your rope class before.
Yeah.
And it's super fun.
And I didn't want it to come across as, oh my gosh, an hour jump rope class. You're just jumping rope for an hour,
right.
Which
that's
is what
not what it is.
Right. Yeah. Which is what a lot of people thought in the beginning. So there was, you know, there was a lot of things that I kind of had to like overcome through press and publicity to be uh-huh. like, this is not what that class is. Don't worry. You'll be fine. I'll take good care of you kind of thing. But, you know, it was super exciting. It was super exciting to be in a room with Jen and have her completely believe in me, somebody she just met. And she was going on, you know, words of wisdom from people in her office that had heard of me and had taken my class before. Not a rope class, but just my classes right. before. And, you know, sometimes I think in life you need that somebody, you know, you need that somebody that gives you a chance that says, I believe in you. And let's just do it. If you fail, I don't care.
Yeah.
But let's try something.
That's so wonderful. I mean, such a great opportunity.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, and as somebody who's been, you know, on Broadway and in that world for a long time, I mean, mm-hmm. the word no comes up a lot. So you can't get discouraged. I mean, you have to keep going.
Well, actually, maybe that's why I kept going, because I'm so used to being told no, absolutely.
Yeah.
When
I mean,
you're
so
a performer.
What?
Like, yeah.
It's, you're like, yeah, oh, okay, no, okay, great, fine, moving on, next. Yeah. I'll
no
try
almost
it somewhere
like
else.
Yes, in our world. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And now you've grown the brand. I mean, it's a, mm-hmm. essentially it's a brand. I mean, it's like, you know, you started it as a class, but yes. now you're offering digital classes on your website mm-hmm. and you have two other classes, the dance, which is, you know, I like how you did the rope first, but I mean the dance, which I really want to come take, but I have to do it now before I like twist my ankle. I need to work on my ankle mobility.
All right. All right. We'll
but no, but I want to come take. I saw your Instagram. That's what I find out everything these days.
I know.
So it looks amazing.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. We have a really good time. And again, it's one of those classes that no matter what level you're at, you can do the class. It's a class that, same with my rope class and same will be with the body. It's a class that the more you come, the better you get. And I tell this to a lot of people because I think sometimes, especially New Yorkers, are so type A and gung-ho and have to be perfect at something right away.
Right.
And my classes are classes that you see yourself grow. You see yourself get better. So the rope class, you see massive improvements even from the beginning of class to the end of class with how you jump. The dance class, you start to learn the routines. And then once you learn the routines, that can you really go full out and you can really dance. And that's when you really start to have fun, but you just have to keep coming.
Yeah.
And then the body class is going to be a format where once you understand the format of it, then you'll be able to really kind of get into the groove of it and flow. But it's, you know, I always compare it to yoga. You don't expect to walk into a yoga class and get into a handstand. It's something that you achieve.
It's a progression and practice.
Yeah.
So, and how often do you change them up seasonally or?
My classes?
Yeah.
Every single class is different.
Okay.
It's never the same.
And what about your digital offerings?
The digital offerings are really fun. So they're at-home workouts that you can do. And I made them, I have three right now, but I'm going out to LA to film some more. I have a dance one that's 40 minutes. I have a jump rope cardio one that's 20 minutes and a jump rope toning that's 20 minutes. So I did the 40-20-20 so that you could, if you have a little more than a half hour, you've got that 40-minute cardio.
Right.
If you have only 20 minutes, you have a great 20-minute cardio option or toning option with the jump rope. And if you have an hour, you can put the dance with a 20-minute toning rope. So you can get dance and toning all in an hour. So it's kind of like a great way to mix it up. And then I go live every day on Instagram, Monday through Friday. Sorry, not every day. Monday through Friday on Instagram, I go live and I do 10 minutes a day of jump rope. And I call it AK 10 minutes a day. And it's always posted on my stories the night before what time I'm going to do it. And I go live and I encourage everyone to jump rope with me for 10 minutes because sometimes you don't have any more than 10 minutes to work out in a day. I mean, it's sometimes your day gets so crazy, but at some point, at some time in the day, you have 10 minutes. And so I encourage you to come and pick up your rope and jump with me. And I leave it up for 24 hours so that wherever you are in the world, you can watch and join in.
That's amazing. And speaking of wherever you are in the world, so you're off to LA.
I'm off to LA, yes. And
you were in Paris teaching?
Yes, I was in Paris. I taught two sold-out classes in Paris, in Boston. And I was in Miami earlier this year or past year. LA, Boston, Paris. Oh gosh, I'm forgetting one. I was somewhere else.
At the Ocean Club in the Bahamas?
I was in the Bahamas, yes, at the one and only Ocean Club. Now it's a Four Seasons hotel, but it's still there. I head to St. Lucia and I'm teaching at the Viceroy Hotel at the end of February and then doing a Fit and Fly Girl retreat in Bali for 8 days in August.
Is that on your bucket list, like places to go?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, I'm doing sort of starting the summer, so I'll be in Italy. I'll be in Capri for a week teaching.
Okay.
Then I go to Cape Town, South Africa, hopefully teaching there. Then going on safari for my honeymoon, then going to Bali for another retreat, and then hopefully heading over to Singapore because I have a lot of requests to come to Singapore and teach a class. So hopefully it's Singapore.
That is seriously
so
incredible.
You know, just trying to get everywhere, trying to so help honeymoon. Everybody.
Wait.
I know.
put a pin in the retreats because I think the retreats are so cool, and I know that's like the next big.
Retreats
well, no, it's
so
like,
fun.
It's amazing. So do you find well, I want to talk about, because this year was a really big year for you. You got married.
Yes, yes.
And now you're going on your honeymoon. Yes. And your husband is also a Broadway dancer. Yes. Did you guys meet on the stage? Like, did you meet yes. working on a show together?
We did.
What was the story?
Nick is a Broadway star. He's okay. the leading man okay. in A Bronx Tale right now. And he was also the one of the leads in the show that we met, Bullets Over Broadway. So Nick is a dancer, yes, but he has an amazing voice and he's a fantastic singer and actor. And so we met doing a show called Bullets Over Broadway, the show that I was saying that we both thought that was going to be this, you know, huge 10-year success run
right.
of a show. I was married at the time. He was with someone at the time. And during the show, I started going through my divorce and Nick was a wonderful friend to me at the time and kind of just a great listener and a shoulder to cry on. And then, you know, one thing kind of happened and turned into another and we got closer and closer and then started dating and now we're married.
That's so, and you're going to Bali on your honeymoon?
We're going to Africa.
Africa. Yes. Oh, you're doing a safari for your honeymoon.
Yes. Yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm so excited. I've heard so many wonderful things about safari. I cannot wait. So.
What are you looking, is there an animal that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well,
the
giraffes
most?
Are my giraffes. Favorite. So yeah, I would say the giraffes, but my sister, my little sister who is a travel blogger.
Right. What's the name of her blog? Because I travel outside the box.
Travel Outside the Box.
I love her blog.
Follow her and you
her
will
Instagram.
Also, you will love her and hate her at the same time because you're going
to. She goes to amazing places.
You wake up I wake up in the morning and I see a picture of her like laying on a hammock in the Maldives and you're just like, nah. You're like, how is that my sister?
What's your sister? Which you have a few sisters.
Yes.
How many sisters do you have?
There's four of us, four girls and one boy. So I have two sisters that live here in New York with me, one in Houston, and then my brother in San Francisco.
And one of your sisters is teaching your classes with
yes,
you now.
Yes, the one that's a travel blogger.
She is. Okay.
Yes. She was one of my first kind of guinea pigs with the rope and then mm-hmm. also helped me to like kind of refine it because she loves fitness and she takes millions of classes everywhere. She's probably been to every fitness studio, not only in New York City, but because she travels all the time, she travels and goes to fitness studios all over the world. So she was a great person to kind of collab with to create my rope class. So then when I was gone the last time, she helped take over and fill in. So it's fun.
That's good. So much
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. That's really
I have
fun.
Two sisters. They're awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like, it's so much fun having sisters.
Yeah. Well, and her name's Anna Klutz. So that's why I call her Little AK.
Little AK.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So how did you, just back to all these retreats, I feel like fitness retreats and yoga retreats have been around for a while, mm-hmm. but I feel like there's like a new sort of, there's like a resurgence mm-hmm. of fitness focused wellness retreats that are popping up and you are doing tons of them for
yeah.
And I know that you've been doing this for quite a while. Do you find that people come with you from New York and then also people that live there come out? Like, is it a combination of both?
Yes, it definitely was at the one and only. It was a combination of both because they have people that were at the hotel that joined in or live nearby and could come in and take the class. Fit and Fly Girl, the one I'll do in Bali, that's one that you kind of have to register and go to, fly to. That's not
right.
something that's like open to if you live in Bali. The Viceroy, the one I'm doing in February, that's basically just I'm coming to the hotel and teaching for a couple of days and whoever's at the hotel gets to participate in the classes. So that's kind of how that one's. So they all kind of work differently.
Right.
But I think that the reason why they're kind of maybe trending and why people are doing them is because I think fitness and wellness is so important in everyone's lives now. I mean, it's
yeah.
kind of this, you know, it's not necessarily just these big cities anymore. Like really people are kind of focusing in all over the world about their health and wellness and it's so good. And I think that, you know, nowadays people go on vacation and they want to relax.
Right.
And they want to take it easy, but they also want to know that they can eat healthy and stay fit. and not blow everything that they've been working so hard on day to day when they're on vacation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's totally true.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, when you go to a beach, especially sometimes, this is not the case for me. I could lay on a beach in a chair and sleep all day for a week and never need to do anything, to be honest. But I know that a lot of people can do that for a day, and then day two, they're like, okay, I'm ready to, I'm ready to get to do, let's go to the gym and that's just run on the treadmill or something.
That's definitely me. Like, you know me. I mean,
you need to stay active.
I need to do something every day.
Yeah. So I think that these hotels that are offering these things or retreats, I think it's, you know, I think that's why they're so popular, because they go, you know, my clients in particular, they go on vacation with their families for, you know, spring break, or for their kids, you know, have like a weird holiday break. And the moms are like, I wish that you were going to be in Miami at that time, as I need to do something and I never know what to do when I'm on vacation.
Right.
So I think that's why they're kind of popular.
That's so, I think it's so interesting and exciting, and it's like a whole new world. I think, you know, historically, I feel like yoga kind of, like yoga retreats kind of pioneered or paved the way for that. And now it's just like really, it's really interesting the way that whole market is growing.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll be interesting to see how it, you know, even escalates even more.
So now, are you still, speaking of traveling and being healthy and taking classes and chilling out, are you still doing your dessert blog?
No.
Because I mean, now I know that you are vegan and you love dessert.
Yes,
and so I do. I would love, I mean, I know you are very dialed into the restaurant scene.
I am, yes.
So when you travel, do you have some favorite restaurants that you go to that you could eat at, like in a few cities maybe, and in New York?
One of my new favorites in New York is Westbourne. It just opened and it's down on Sullivan Street, and it's fantastic. It's kind of California meets New York, and it's an all day, you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, order at the counter and kind of sit down, and it's delicious. I loved it. That's one of my new like New York City favorites. Oh my gosh, LA is like my dream.
Yeah.
LA, I don't know why some of the restaurants in LA have not migrated over to New York City. The best Mexican restaurant, Gracias Madre, all vegan and gluten-free. Like, why is it not here? It would be, it would go gangbusters here.
Yes.
Please bring Gracias Madre, if you're listening, to New York City.
We'll just put them in the show notes and tag them on Instagram.
Please.
Come to New York.
Please come to New York. It would be such a hit. Especially because Mexican, it's like you don't, you want, you love Mexican, but you don't want to feel guilty eating it. So it's like,
because you don't know what's in it.
Right.
And you don't, especially if you're a vegan. I mean,
right.
You no
and you
idea.
Can eat Mexican and have it be packed with vegetables and it still tastes like a Mexican fiesta, but you're eating it in a healthy way.
Right. Vegetables and protein.
That's my Gracias Madre pitch. And then I love Cafe Gratitude. It's like one of my favorite little stops in LA. I always stop there. Sun Cafe in LA. I am not as hardcore vegan as I once was.
Oh, really?
You know, I eat Saqqara pretty much Monday through Friday, and that's vegan and gluten-free. And then on the weekends, I kind of allow myself to eat whatever I want. If I'm at a restaurant, I kind of allow myself to eat whatever I want, or at somebody's home if they're cooking. But I do, I notice for my body that when I eat vegan, especially vegan, not necessarily as much gluten-free because I don't have an allergy to gluten, my skin is better. I feel better. I feel lighter. My tummy is flatter. It just makes me feel better.
And so, you are training and working out every single day.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of people, and I know like neither one of us are nutritionists, but
I
just had a conversation yesterday.
You mean we're not?
Everyone but it doesn't matter, because it's like, you know what your body, what works for your body and what you eat. And like, there's so many myths around how much protein you need if you're exercising and if you're a woman. And then also kind of like where you get it from.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, for somebody who's vegan or vegetarian, like lentils, spinach, combination of that, lots of legumes. What do you eat typically?
I mean, well, but even staying on that point, it's like, so when I started Saqqara, which
was vegan, you were one of the early adopters.
I was, and I literally like just started it and switched my diet. I was eating meat, I was eating fish, I was eating kind of everything, and then I started Saqqara and went like completely like vegan and gluten-free to eat with the meals. And when I first started it, I was like gung-ho vegan, gluten-free, even on the weekends. So I was worried about that too. I was like, oh my gosh, I work out so much all the time. Am I going to, you know, feel like I need protein or meat or something? And this was, I was like literally eating Trader Joe's chicken fingers every night over a salad. So this was like,
that was me.
Yeah. I mean, this was, you know, my diet. So I was really going from eating a lot of protein, meat, protein. And then, you know, one of the things I love about Saqqara is that I'm eating it and on the label, they tell you exactly what you're eating and why you're eating it. And it's like, this meal is sprinkled with bee pollen. Bee pollen in one teaspoon has 25 grams of protein. And you're like, oh, that's equal to a chicken breast.
Right.
So anyone who attacks you saying, oh, you need meat, you need that protein.
Right.
There are so many, other than beans, other than lentils, other than nuts, there are all of these cool things that you can incorporate into your diet that are filled with protein that have nothing to do with legumes or, you know, beans.
Or any of that. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it so interesting.
It is. It's super interesting. And you just kind of have to read up and figure it out. And everybody's body is different. I might, you know, I haven't done like the whole blood type diet. I did the Pinner test.
Okay.
But there are blood types. There are types, you know, body types that you don't need to eat meat. You don't need as much meat. And then there's some types that you do, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you just have to find out what works for you. Not everybody's the same.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell
you know, anyone else to eat what I eat. It's like, that's insane.
So are you still, you're still doing Saqqara life?
Though? Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then what are some of your favorite dessert places in the city?
Oh my gosh. I'm an ice cream addict. So I would say I love, you know, I love ice cream places. I love Morgenstein's for ice cream, sundaes and cones, Levain Bakery chocolate chip cookies, Alice's Teacup for the chocolate cake. I love Dylan's Candy Bar. They also have amazing sundaes. Quality Meats has an
Dylan
amazing dessert menu.
Has Dylan taken any of your classes?
No. You know what? Somebody just told me, though, that she is a fan. So I hope to meet her one day because I'll trade her sundaes for workouts.
So where are you living these days?
I live on the Upper West Side. I love the Upper West Side.
You love the Upper West Side.
That's kind of always where I've been. Yeah. I spent 7 years when I was married before in East Harlem and then moved back to the Upper West Side. And when
I moved back,
I was like, this is home. It's where I went to school. It's when I first moved to New York. I lived on 79th and Columbus.
Where'd you go to school?
At AMDA, the American Musical Dramatic Academy, which was at the Ansonia building at the time. Now the main campus is down by the World, not World Trade, Time Warner Center.
Got it.
So I kind of like, Upper West Side is like my home. I love being by Central Park.
Do you see a lot of theater now? Are you going to a lot of musical theater, theater, like plays?
I do. I still have a ton of friends in the business, so I love to go support them and see the new shows. And like I said, I'm not 100% out of performing anymore, so it's I kind of keep a toe. I keep a toe.
But so when you're not performing, what are some of your favorite shows that you've seen recently?
Well, obviously A Bronx Tale,
because
my husband's in it. I've seen it like 7 times, but it is a fantastic show. Let's see, what else have I seen recently that I love? I saw, well, it's not playing anymore, but I saw the play The Wolves, which was at Lincoln Center, which was about the all-girls soccer team. I thought that was pretty cool and unique. I'm dying to see The Band's Visit. I heard it's very good. That's on Broadway right now. Obviously, loved Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still a huge hit that I would totally recommend anyone going to see. Can't think of
anything off Broadway, like any sort of like indie type things that you've seen that are just like really worth checking out.
Off Broadway, you know, it's so funny. I don't go to much off Broadway at the moment. I don't think I could, I don't think I've seen anything off Broadway that I recently.
What about music? Like, where do you get inspired for the music for your playlist?
Oh, Spotify, pretty much.
Spotify,
yeah.
I'm on Spotify too. Do you have playlists on Spotify that people could follow?
And they're all public, they're all on there under Amanda Klutz. Yes, yeah. Amanda Klutz.
What's next, Amanda? So you've got, you know, 3 classes. You're teaching at Bandier. You're doing all these retreats.
Mm-hmm.
Got digital offerings, a website. Do you have your own jump ropes?
It's on the way.
Are you also going to be creating like Swifter mops? Because I saw your post.
You know, here's what I've been having fun with little at-home workout videos because I started posting, you know, ones that I'm doing in the studio. And, you know, I get a lot of people that respond to them saying, like, thank you so much. This really helps me. I'm a stay-at-home mom and I don't have time to go to the gym. Or I, you know, I have a long work hours and all I can manage to do is something in my apartment quickly. And these little videos really help me. So I've been having fun creating, you know, outside outside the box ideas. So I'll take that from my sister. Outside the box ideas of working out when you don't think you can.
Right.
That little thing I did was actually something that will be on Reader's Digest soon. And then I kind of just kind of expanded on it. And we started playing around after the shoot. And I just, you know, picked up a mop and just started doing stuff. Because I just thought, well, you know, this could be a fun post for moms that are cleaning the floor. Get a little workout in at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like your theater and dance background really lent to that. I mean, when I've seen you perform, like you're, you know, always doing interesting things on the stage.
Well, it helps. I mean, yeah. But, you know, it's just kind of... I just like to keep people engaged and having fun. You know, working out doesn't always have to be so, you know, it can be.
Yeah, no, your classes are super fun.
Well, thanks. Thank you. But yes, 2018 is definitely going to be a lot of travel for me and a lot of my jump rope will hopefully be here March, I'm guessing 10th, I think. I took a long time in creating it, about a year. I wanted to make it as beautiful and functional and wonderful as it possibly could be, and I'm really proud of it. So it'll be here soon. Comes in a little cool little carry case so that it packs nicely in your purse or your suitcase. You can take it wherever you go. So yes.
Maybe we'll do a giveaway.
I would love that.
Last thing.
Yes.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Fred and Ginger.
Yeah.
Where are they today?
They're at home with Dad. Luckily, our schedules for Nick and I, our schedules are, you know, through, you know, one leaves, the other comes in. But for our dogs, they're never alone. So they're with Dad right now.
They're
at home.
So cute.
Yeah, they're the cutest. I love those little pups.
Well, thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For Thanks coming.
For
Is there
me.
Anything I didn't mention that you want to mention?
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, if you're looking to, you know, find me, if you don't live in New York, I'm coming to LA the first 2 weeks of February, doing the retreat in St. Lucia, February 21st to the 24th. Mm-hmm. Bali is August 4th through the 11th. That's with Fit and Fly Girl. And then check my website out, amandaklutz.com. And I have videos that are already up there that you can stream from any device. I live stream classes from Social Live TV, and that's an Instagram handle at Social Live TV. And then I'll be filming some more workout videos as well. And those will be on the website, hopefully around end of February or March.
And people can find out everything about you on your website.
On website and Instagram, of
awesome.
Course.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marnie.
Thanks again for tuning in to Marnie on the Move. Head over to our website, MarnieOnTheMove.com, and subscribe to our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Android, and more. Also, sign up for our newsletter. Just scroll down to the bottom of the site, to the bottom of the website, and hit sign up, because we are gearing up for some really big, exciting announcements, deals, and giveaways. Thanks again for tuning in.